Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Albert Breer with us now. Albert, first of all, we got to know, has anybody ever called you Albie? Ever?
No. No.
Never.
Not at all.
we were talking about nicknames earlier. And
I got some people some people have like, jokingly called me that, you know.
Okay.
But
you don't like it.
Like, no, nobody. I don't correct, like, that's the thing, is like, you know, some people call me Albert, some people call me Bert, which is like my dad's name was Bert, short for Albert,
right?
And so like I've never corrected anybody on how to refer to me, you know.
Okay.
So it's just sort of like, if somebody called me Albie, I wouldn't correct them, but nobody really calls me that.
Albie Breer on the hotline here?
Al's a weird one. Al's one that, like, kind of, I don't know, I think it's because when I grew up, like, growing up, like, Al Bundy was what people called when they saw the name Al, so I didn't get Al a ton.
Gotcha. Yeah, I feel like that's an old name. Like, I feel like in my grandparents' generation, there were a lot of guys named Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. That, I mean, well, my kid's name, no, our oldest, his name's Steven. And, you know,
that's an old school name.
After my wife's dad. And
right.
It's kind of cool because it feels like we're bringing the name back, because you don't see too many kids his age named Steve.
No.
Nice.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I felt like half the kids were Steve. It was Steve, Joe, Tom, Michael, you know,
Mike,
David.
Yeah, yeah.
All those traditional names. Anyway, Albert, first of all, I'd like your take on the college. We've been talking about, like, whether, you know, these Ohio State receivers are going to play in the bowl game. I'm assuming you don't have a beef with any player, even as big a game as the Rose Bowl, that decides not to play because they're going to get drafted high.
I mean, the only thing I would have, like, I think I would take some issue with is if it was a playoff game. You know, then I think that's different, because, you know, I do think that there is, when you're part of a team, a level of investment that everybody makes in each other. And I think you owe it not to the school, but to the people that you've been working with. You know what I mean? Like, you're and not even so much your coaches, the guys you play with, you know, like, I can't imagine even the thought of that. Like, you know, having somebody walk away if there was that much on the line, you know what I mean? Like, so a playoff game, I think I would take issue with it. I would think that was weird. But, you know, if it's, a team that's not in playoff contention and a guy wants to leave with three games left, that's a business decision, and I totally understand it. You know, and like, the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, we all grew up loving watching those bowls.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think most coaches would tell you the biggest benefit they get from those bowls is the practices and developing the young guys for the next year. You know, so I don't take any issue with any of those guys making business decisions for themselves, because we see everybody else in the sport making business decisions for themselves.
You think Wilson or Olave will play in the bowl game?
I don't know. It sort of sounds like they aren't, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Wilson, at least, it sounds like he's at least thinking about not playing. Olave's been such a program guy. I'm not sure if he's a captain or not. Do we know that?
I'm not sure offhand, Albert. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can't remember if he's a captain or not, so maybe that makes a difference. You know, I know Wilson isn't because he's a junior, but, you know, I think it would make a difference if you were a captain, probably, but... No, I mean, like, I think both those guys should definitely consider, you know, everything. And, you know, I think it's interesting because this is sort of, you know, a discussion we've had over the last few years. And, you know, one thing that was sort of brought up to me as a flashpoint, and this is the year before McCaffrey opted out, sort of, I think, made a lot of guys think about this. You guys remember the 2016 Fiesta Bowl, the 15 season? Maybe it was in 2015. Notre Dame against Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
And you guys remember Jalen Smith blew his leg up in that game, right? Somebody pointed this out to me, and it was really interesting to look at it. Every single player in that game who had like any sort of, you know, like chance to go pro went pro. Every one of them. And it's sort of interesting to think about that, because I guess it's one thing if you're like looking at it and you're saying, okay, well, maybe this happens to me. And then you see a guy who's a top five pick, like literally lose $20 million right in front of your face. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so if you look at like that game, I think there were something like 14 players from Ohio State and maybe like 9 from Notre Dame drafted out of that game in the 2016 draft, which is a huge number. And a big piece of it was because every single player who was draft eligible, who was on the fence about it, decided to go. And I know a lot of the people that were involved in those decisions felt like a lot of those kids were influenced by what they saw right in front of them.
We're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. Albert, today, going to the NFL now, you know, well, earlier in the week, Keenan Allen goes on the COVID list. I know he is vaccinated. Today, Brandon Staley said Mike Williams and Chris Harris, both close contact, go on the COVID list. They are both unvaccinated. We know there are different rules, vaccinated, unvaccinated, for guys that test positive. But what about for close contact? Are there different rules, vaccinated and unvaccinated?
Well, really, there's no such thing as a close contact if you're vaccinated.
That's true. That's a good point.
So if you're vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to worry about that at all.
Right.
You know, as long as you keep testing negative. You know, with an unvaccinated player, you're sidelined for 5 days and you have to keep testing negative. So, you know, we've seen that come into play. And, you know, certainly in these cases, you know, obviously with Mike Williams or Chris Harris, it's going to sort of ride on when they were, and I haven't seen that part of it yet, but, it's going to depend on when the close contact actually happened, you know. So I guess there would be a way for those guys to get eligible if it was like yesterday or the day before. But if it was today, then they would be out on Sunday.
It looks like Staley said they could play Sunday, so it must have been
yesterday.
Right,
that probably means that the close contact was Monday or Tuesday, right?
Albert, how big are these final 5 games for Baker Mayfield in terms of if he gets a contract extension this offseason?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I don't think I don't know how much he can change anybody's mind. But you know, like if you find a way to get yourselves in the playoffs and then he gets hot, I mean, I think it becomes harder to move on from him. I've thought all along, like that what happens with Baker Mayfield is going to be like sort of based on what's available to the Browns. And where, you know, Baker Mayfield, I think going into the offseason sort of becomes the baseline for them. And quite honestly, I think this is sort of the way that the Niners approached it last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like, they got out of the season. They were like, all right, like, can we do better than Jimmy? It wasn't that they were actively looking to detach from Jimmy right away. It was more, is there something we can do out there that'll help us upgrade the position? Now, obviously, they did their homework. They wind up trading up to get Trey Lance. So I think that the situation is going to be similar to that. I don't think they would look at a rookie and, you know, quite honestly, like the 2022 class of quarterbacks isn't very good to begin with. So I don't think you would look there anyway. But I don't think their team's made up to kind of, you know, bring in a rookie now. So I think that would leave you with Deshaun Watson, with Russell Wilson, with Aaron Rodgers, what their availability is. And I think there's going to be a lot of competition for the guys who do become available, because you're not just going to have the teams that were bidding on those guys, you know, before in Miami and Philly and Carolina and Denver. You also could have teams like the Browns are one of them that might now jump in the mix trying to look for an upgrade of the position. You know, Pittsburgh could be in that group. The Giants could be in that group. So I think it's going to be competitive for the veteran quarterbacks. And, you know, I think for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, this could come down to, do we want Baker Mayfield to keep a bunch of draft capital? Or do we want to go all in with the roster we have right now, say screw the draft picks, and go and try to get a lead at the quarterback position?
Well, we're hoping they do that second option. Albert, two other guys wanted to throw at you whether you would, you know, whether they would make sense to go after as well. I don't know if either will be available, but Matt Ryan and Derek Carr.
So I mean, look, like part of this too is, and I think we talked about this last week, right? there's never been a quarterback that's played on a fifth-year option
right.
that's gotten a long-term extension with the team. So I think that's another thing that you can look at is if you're saying, all right, like we maybe don't have the wherewithal or, you know, just say like maybe Watson and Rodgers and Wilson, say like two of them, two of the three become available and those two don't want to play in Cleveland, right? Let's just say that for argument's sake. Well, then I think you look at it with Baker and you're saying, okay, do we move forward with Baker in his fifth year knowing that this is going to be it and now we actively have to look for what we're going to be doing after that? Or do we find somebody else to stopgap the position, maybe sign them to a short-term deal that'll have like maybe like a couple extra years on it, and then buy ourselves more time to find the next guy? And so I think the guys that would be sort of in that stopgap category, you know, could be like, you know, like you said, a Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, potentially a Derek Carr, although I think the Raiders would be of a mind to re-sign, and we don't know what they're going to do because we don't know who's going to be running the show there. You know, will Mayock survive as GM? You know, who's going to be the head coach? So there are definitely a lot of moving parts, you know, where, you know, I think you could see almost like a game of musical chairs unfold at quarterback. And, you know, of course, you know, I think that all kind of would happen after the top guys come off the board.
Albert, back to just the league itself and where we stand as Cleveland Browns fans heading into this weekend's game against Baltimore. How much of a chance do you give the Browns to actually make the postseason? They probably have got to go 4-1 down this five-game stretch, I think, to make it or at least give them a chance. How much of a chance do you give them?
Well, they're what? They're 6-6
six
now,
and
right?
6-6, yeah.
Yep.
So the conference is full of teams. Like, you're, what, 2.5 games out of the top seed? But
you
like
play Baltimore teams this week.
Right, and how many teams are between you and the top seed? That's the thing, is it's like a big mess there. So I think there's a possibility a 9-win team gets in. Like, I don't think it's crazy to think a 9-8 team is going to get in. I think, you know, if you want to feel comfortable about it, 10 wins will get you in. And like you said, that's 4-1. And so, you know, I don't know if I can trust it right now based on their health situation at quarterback. Like, how healthy is Baker coming out of the bye? You know, where is their run game?
He says he's fine.
That was obvious. Huh?
He's saying he's fine, so.
Right. So, you hope he's actually fine. You hope he plays like he's fine, right? Like, and then, you know, I think defensively, you know, there are obvious questions about the scheme and how other teams have attacked them. So, you know, I don't know that they are where they were last year, you know, and we'll see. I think it's going to be a good test of their program and the maturity of the guys in that locker room. I think they felt like they had a really, really good thing last year. I don't know if they feel as strongly about where the culture is this year. And I think I said this to you guys last week, like, if this doesn't work out, I could see them doing what Arizona did last year, where Arizona felt like culturally they had to get a little bit more mature and get some guys with, you know, winning pedigrees in their locker room. Cincinnati did the same thing, you know, over the course of the offseason, bringing in guys from winning programs. I think that, you know, in a certain way, like, what happens over the next five games is going to paint the way that they look at the offseason. Because I do think that there are some concerns about, you know, sort of the culture, the gritty culture that they built last year, that's been chipped away a little bit.
Albert, I was watching something, you know, some ESPN show today, and they were making a lot of excuses for why Lamar Jackson has not performed, and I couldn't believe it. Lamar Jackson has been awful, and I know they got a lot of injuries, but to me, that's no excuse, because we gave him a ton of credit for playing well through those injuries. You now can't give him a pass for that. His decision-making recently has been awful. His ability to deal with the blitz has been awful. I think I saw his QBR in blitz situations is like 9. He's been so bad the last month or so. What do you make of it?
I mean, I hate to go back on what you just mentioned, but I think the injuries have kind of crushed them, you know.
But his decision making, Albert's been pretty poor.
No, and I agree with that, you know. But I think part of that is like the growth process of a young quarterback and like him feeling like he needs to carry the team right now.
Sure.
And look, I think if you look at it, like, they lost, you know, maybe the one of the top 3-4 left tackles in football and Ronnie Stanley, right? Like, so he's out for the year. They lost their top 2 running backs. And I think losing running backs for them is a much bigger deal than it would be for another team because of the way they're constructed. Like, losing J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards was a death blow for that offense because of the way that they're built. They're young at receiver, and they've had guys in and out of the lineup. And so, I think that's why you've seen, like, sort of a few things kind of converge to kind of put Lamar in a position where I think he's tried to do a little bit too much, and that's led to the mistakes. He got hot at the end of the game against Pittsburgh, and I don't think enough people are, taking note of, like, what an outstanding play T.J. Watt made at the end of that game. The throw was off because T.J. Watt, like, just basically bent his body to affect it so it would be off. So if T.J. Watt doesn't make an incredible play there at the end of the game, we're talking about, Lamar getting the ball out to Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews walks into the end zone, and Baltimore's going into week 14 as the number one seed in the AFC. So, yes, I mean, he's trying to do too much, but at the same time, they've dealt with a lot injury-wise. Yeah. And the team is still, like, in position to potentially get home field through the playoffs. So, is it what you want it to be from a quarterback standpoint? No. But I look at where they are as a team, and I think, based on what they've lost on offense, you'd have to say, Lamar's done a lot to keep them afloat through the last couple of months.
Albert, last thing on that game, you mentioned the end of the game. Dustin and I both thought it was the absolute right call by Harbaugh to go for two. Do you agree, or would you have kicked a field goal? The extra point?
I think so. I think a lot of times, people want to, be able to look at a chart and have it tell them what to do. And I think oftentimes, these decisions come down to feel for the coaches and, the situation that they're in. And I just think Harbaugh thought his team was gassed, and they lost Marlon Humphrey. They've already lost Marcus Peters, so they're down their top two corners. Based on the way that Lamar and that offense marched down the field at the end of the game, I think he probably felt like, my offense got hot. They can get 3 yards or 2 yards, right, and end the game and prevent me from having to send my defense out there. My defense kind of falling is kind of running on fumes. So I think, as much as anything else, it was sort of a read on where his team was at that point in the game. And I don't have a problem with a guy, just sort of taking the temperature for where he is and deciding, my guys are better off just trying to end it here than going to an extra period with a really good Steelers team on the road.
Thanks as always, Albert. We appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good
one. Thanks, Albie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.